Cowboys fans, I'm glad you can make it. Shut the door and take a seat. This isn't going to be a good conversation. Grossy Posse Packer Nation, welcome to the Soda Podcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I am your host, Thomas Reginald Grossy, and today we're here to talk about the team formerly known as America's Team, the Dallas Cowboys. Now, Cowboys fans, you know, I put you through the ringer last week. I did a little reaction video about how you're reacting towards this season so far, which just continues to be relevant every single week. But it all came crashing down this week as the Cowboys went into New York, Jersey, and lost to the New York, Jersey Jets 24-22, who before this week have not won a single game. Now, before we jump on the train of, let's laugh at the Cowboys and drink their tears, about the Jets. The Jets, obviously a very different team with Sam Darnold. Their defensive line, when healthy, is one of the best in football. And so, while I know it's very easy, and we should, laugh at the Cowboys for going into New York and Jersey and losing, you know, they're the team, if there's any team that could come back after starting 0-4 and potentially make a run at the playoffs, I don't think they will. I think it's the Jets who have the most room for improvement with Le'Veon Bell, with that defense, etc. But that being said, the Cowboys are in trouble. They most certainly are. Watching that game yesterday, it almost looked exactly like the Packers game, in which they fell behind early and then couldn't do enough. Almost had like a miraculous comeback and then fell short in the final minutes of regulation. Now, in this video, what we're going to talk about, we're going to talk a little bit about yesterday's game, but I think what's more important is looking at how the Cowboys find themselves in this position. In that, when I was talking to Sean from Sports Fury, the Cowboys fan, we got into talking about the number one most hated man in Dallas right now under Jerry Jones, and that is Jason Garrett. And Jason Garrett is getting a lot of the blame for every single time that the Cowboys falter and fail to meet expectations, in that their ceiling is a divisional round in the playoffs, and they never make it any further than that. And while I think that Jason Garrett does play a major, major role here in why the team is underperforming, I think there is a lot more to be said about just the coaching in general, and there's a lot to throw on the ownership as well with Jerry Jones. But talking about yesterday's game, the Jets, I mean, they went down, they scored. The only reason they scored even that first touchdown because a horse collar tackle on Sam Darnold. And so the defense yesterday was so bad. They were playing off receivers. They were trying to stack the box against Le'Veon Bell. And Sam Darnold just beat them. He just flat out beat the Cowboys. But the problem here is that even when the Cowboys weren't playing it conservative and were like, hey, let's be aggressive, let's go for it on 4th-and-2 with 3:47 left within the 10, inside the 10-yard line, I mean, like, that. There's a point where it's like, hey, let's be aggressive, and then there's a point where you're like, hey, let's just get points, because if they get those points, they potentially win the game yesterday. And so that was that. Then you also have a 92-yard touchdown to Robbie Anderson, and so you have 14-3 instead of what should have been 14-6. Following that, but right before halftime, there's a two-minute drill run by Sam Darnold, and the Jets' offense are able to score yet another touchdown. And so at that point, it is 21-3, and then Marr hits a 62-yard field goal to make it 21-6 when it should have been 21-9. And The Cowboys came out of half looking like, okay, like we're going to get this going. They're doing really, really well. They have good play calling going on. And then they wind up just settling for a field goal. So that sucks for them. And Sam Darnold being the Jets, they were like, here you go. You guys can have it. They throw a pick with 2.5 minutes left in the third quarter. And then they wind up just settling again for a field goal, but they miss it in the fourth quarter. And like, it was an ugly game. And by the time they actually got the ball moving on the Jets defense, they score, they can't get a 2-point conversion, and they just fall completely and totally flat. And so the video that's going around right now that I'm gonna pinpoint is Jason Garrett is like on the sideline trying to congratulate players as they're running back to the sideline, and everyone is completely ignoring him. That looks really, really bad, and I think that's really bad, and we'll talk about why that's so important. But I think just the decisions that were made here, the defense, right, and the lack of adjustment in the first half really allowed the Jets to just pick apart the Cowboys' defense. And the game plan wasn't working halfway through the second quarter. That there should have been like, all right, we need to adapt. And they did somewhat adapt in the second half, not allowing as many points. But I think the craziest thing to me is that you have Ezekiel Elliott, you have that offensive line, and that's something too. They do have people out. There are injuries. Their starting left tackle is still out. They have injuries over on the other side of the ball. Like, I'm not going to discount that because that does make a big difference. But at the same time, like, the stupid-ass decisions to not kick a field goal. When you're within the 10 and just take the points, that's going to come back and bite them in the ass. And it's not like they were doing so well that they were like, oh man, we're just like running it down this team's throat. Let's continue to do that. The play calling is so uninspiring. It almost reminds me of what I saw out of the Rams yesterday, and that how they literally can't do anything because it's so ridiculously bad, the play calling that's happening. And I think that this is, and for Dallas fans, this is like their worst nightmare of, okay, right now, they are sitting at 3-3. They started out 3-0, and now they've dropped the past three games. The Philadelphia Eagles, who got blown out by the Vikings yesterday, have not looked terribly inspiring, right? They had that big win against Green Bay. Then they went and they destroyed a New Jersey team. And you're like, oh, okay. Like, you know, they're getting good. And then they get blown out by Kirk Cousins, which, you know, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But right now, the NFC East is such a dumpster fire. The Giants aren't going anywhere. The Redskins aren't going anywhere. And so now it's between the Eagles and the Cowboys, which we all figured it would be this season anyway. And both of those teams don't look great. And so I think that the fear is that the Cowboys will win the division and you'll have another early exit from the playoffs. And Jason Garrett, because you made the playoffs, will stick around. And you'll continue to be a mediocre team for the next however many seasons. And, you know, people rag on the Packers all the time of not having more success with Aaron Rodgers. And I have to say, like, yes, there is 100% some validity in that. I mean, the fact that we have not helped Aaron Rodgers, have not built a team around him until 2019. But the complete and utter failure in capitalizing on the talent that you have on the Cowboys team, and the fact that the furthest you've gotten is the divisional round with nearly a decade of Jason Garrett, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. And so, you know, Jason Garrett has been there since 2010, came in midway through the season after Wade Phillips was fired. And since then, he's had 5 winning seasons. And I'm going to give him the first season, even though they didn't do well, because, like, technically he had a winning record. But if you count, like, full seasons, they've only had 4 winning seasons in the 10 years that he's been there. They're 2-3 in the postseason. And with all of that talent, they've gone 80-59. Which, if you're a Cowboys fan, you have to be looking at this and going, like, why is Jerry Jones allowing this guy to stick around? And I was talking with Sean about this, in the fact that, yes, they have drafted well, right? They got Van Der Esch. They've built up that offensive line to be one of, if not the best in football. And even with all of that, you still couldn't get it done. And with Jason Garrett, right, in 2010, he goes 5-3. Then they have 3 years of 8-8 records. And in 2013, like, they should have been better. 2011, 2012, okay. They had Tony Romo there. Murray wasn't the greatest. The offensive line wasn't there because Romo's getting murdered back there every single week. But in 2013, Murray has over 1,100 yards, has 9 touchdowns. Dez has a Pro Bowl year. Like, they have the talent on the team, and they're not able to capitalize. They go 8-8 again. 2014, they're like, oh, okay. They start building up the O-line again. They go 12-4. They go to the divisional round. It's the no-catch game against Green Bay. They fall out of it. 2015, because they did so well in 2014, they're like, all right, well, let's extend Jason Garrett for 5 more years and give him $30 million. But then Romo gets hurt, and they go 4-12. So you can't put that on Jason Garrett, but you can put the fact on that they didn't have, like, and this is a Packers problem too, right? They could not carry a team that just went 12-4 last year with all the pieces except Tony Romo, and they wound up being 4-12 because your quarterback went down. But we'll ignore that. 2016, they bounce back into it. They're 13-3. They have Dak. They have Zeke. They're the number one seed. They're doing incredible. And they get kicked out of the divisional round by the Packers again. And while I know that the 2016 was like the Packers, like, run the table, amazing, magical season, I gotta be honest, going into Dallas, I didn't think that we were gonna win, because that team was built like, wow, they're really damn good. Like, this is their year. Now, in 2017, they were like, oh, okay, the Cowboys are going to kick ass again. Zeke gets suspended for 6 games. They go 9-7. They're not able to capitalize on the talent that they actually have on the field. 2018, they start 3-5. They wind up coming back and winning the NFC East. They go 10-6 on the year, and then they lose to the Rams in the divisional round again. So, right now, they start 3-0, very high on themselves by beating very poor teams. Now they're 3-3. And it's just a matter of, okay, who the hell do you blame here for the lack of success? Is it all on Jason Garrett? Do I think Jason Garrett needs to be fired? Yes, 100%. And I think it's just a matter of, like, they need to move on. And it's just time for them to move on with him. He's not inspiring the players. The sideline isn't jumping up and down. They're not getting excited. And it's just not, it doesn't look good. And sometimes you just need a change to just inject some adrenaline into the system. But at the same time, there is almost no excuse for having all of this talent on the field and still failing to put forth a good team. And you look at what they're currently doing this season, right? Zeke has nearly 500 yards, has already 5 touchdowns, 18 receptions for over 100 yards, and Dak is completing nearly 70% of his passes. He has over 1,800 yards already, 11 touchdowns. He does have 6 interceptions, and he's averaging about like 9 yards every time he makes a completion. So, I mean, it's just what they're doing. Dez Bryant actually came out and said that, like, when training camp starts for the Cowboys, it doesn't end for the entire season, in that there's nothing that's changing there. They're going through the motions of, like, okay, we have a good team, we have expectations, and then there's nothing. Like, the amount of talent that you have with Zeke, and that we have that offensive line, and the defense, by the way, has taken a big step back. Like, there's no reason for it. There's no rationale for it. You would think that one of these years, like the 2016 season, they have the best team in the NFL. In 2017, regardless if Zeke is there or not, they should be in the playoffs, but they're not. Or even 2018, where they get everything that they should not be starting 3-5. They should not have to be like making this amazing comeback to actually get into the playoffs. And so at the end of the day, Jason Garrett needs to go. But at the same time, I don't think that it's just a coaching issue. I think that Jerry Jones, it's turning into a situation where he doesn't really know what's best for the team. I think it's a matter of an owner that doesn't want to give up any control. I think it's just a matter of there needs to be bare minimum. If you're going to keep Jerry Jones, probably never going to go away. You need to, like, get rid of just about every single coach and be like, we need to start completely fresh. But the problem with that and the risk that you take is that you're going to be taking another step back to take a step forward. I mean, I can't tell you, I go on these Cowboys subreddits, and I go and I'm seeing Cowboys fans and reaching out, what have you. And they're like, well, you know what? If we lose this season, at least we get rid of Jason Garrett. Like, if you're a team in rebuild mode, yes, okay, sure. that's fine. At the end of the year, at least we won't have this coach anymore. You're a team that shouldn't be rebuilding right now. Like, this is your chance. You just extended your top running back for $90 million, and you're going to have to extend your quarterback. Like, there's windows here. And while they're both very, very young, just coming in the league in 2016, like, there's a window of opportunity here with that offensive line that you've shored up for a few more years, and the defense has to get better. But it's just a mess all around. And there's kind of, at this point, with the lack of competition within that division, it's just the Eagles. Like, there should not be a single reason why you're not winning or the NFC East, or at least making a wild card every single year with the amount of talent that you have on the team. There's not. There's just no explanation for it. It's almost as bad as the Falcons, who have all of this talent, but at least they're in a tough division. Like, that I could be like, okay, they're in there with the Panthers, the Saints, and the Buccaneers, give them a hard time. Okay. Just the Giants and the Redskins. Those are four wins guaranteed almost every single year, at least for the next couple years. I don't know. But, like, it's going to be really interesting to see next week the Eagles take on the Cowboys. And, you know, if they drop four straight, it's going to get ugly. If they drop four straight, I don't know if Jason Garrett's going to make it out the season. And maybe that's what this is all leading to. But it shouldn't have had to gotten to this point. It shouldn't be like Green Bay, where, like, it gets to the point where we're holding on to Mike McCarthy, we're holding on to Dom Capers, and it just, like, after all these years, we're like, oh, yeah, you know what? We should probably move on from these guys. And so I think a temporary fix is getting rid of Jason Garrett. But there's something else wrong in Dallas. And whether that's Jerry Jones, whether that's how the team is managed, whether that's the team is coached beyond just Jason Garrett, I don't know. But Dallas fans, there's got to be a point where it's just not acceptable anymore. And I feel like we're getting to that point. But Jerry Jones said yesterday, when asked about Jason Garrett, he said that he's not even coming close to that future type of consideration. So, obviously, I don't expect him to be like, oh my God, yes, Jason Garrett's going to get fired. But something's got to give. And while I know a lot of people will take pleasure in just, like, seeing the Cowboys waste away their talent and stuff, I mean, like, there's a part of me that does feel a little bit for Dallas fans. Not a lot, but I do. Because it's not a good situation there. Your team should be better. We're not expecting you to be the Patriots, even though, you know, we're not expecting you to be the Patriots. We're not expecting you to be, like, these world enders. But there should not be a reason that you're only making the playoffs less than a handful of times in the past decade with the talent you have on the field. I don't know. That's just me. But let me know what you think down in the comments below. What the hell is wrong with the Cowboys? You can always find me at TomGrassiComedy.com or at TomGrassiComedy. All social media you see down below. Check out podcasts on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, and of course the YouTubes. And a big shout out and thank you to all the Patreon members at Patreon.com/TomGrassiComedy. But thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grassi. And as always, go Pack Go.